السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and all those listening over the receivers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with His fazl, with His kindness, with His favor, with His ihsan, gathered us once again here in this majlis of zikr. And also it was with His ihsan, with His fazl and kindness alone, that He gave once again the opportunity to this insignificant slave to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif and to make ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have repeatedly mentioned that this is no status symbol business. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes there and gives us the opportunity of making tawbah, istighfar, of returning to Him, of showing remorse, regret over our weaknesses, our shortcomings. And He keeps on giving sometimes opportunities, but that does not mean that He is extremely pleased every time that we get an opportunity. The more opportunities that are given, the more responsibility and obligation comes upon the person to check on his doings, on his actions, on his a'mal after his return. That has he given up those evils, has he given up those sins, has he given up those weaknesses of his? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives opportunities, make tawbah. I mentioned this, I think, last time upon my return, that when universities, colleges, high schools, when a person fails his matric or he fails some kind of examination in the university, they give him another opportunity to write in September, in June, in March, whatever. They say, we give you another chance to write. And that chance to write is not because he passed, it's because he failed. That chance that is given, another chance, it is not because the person passed, it was because he failed. So just like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is arhamur rahimeen. He is most forgiving, most merciful, most compassionate, most loving. And Allah ta'ala's generosity and kindness and forgiveness has got no limits. Human beings will give one chance, two chances, and after they're finished, they'll boot the person out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, He gives people sometimes one, sometimes 10, sometimes 20 chances, and sometimes 50 and plenty. But the person does not know when this opportunity will be taken away. So we should put ourselves in that category, that we are given another opportunity to make amends, that we may have not done proper justice. We may not have done ibadat properly, we may not have made our tawafs as it should be made, we may not have made our ziyarat as it should have been made, we may not have respected those places as they should have been respected. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us another opportunity that we come there, make a lot of tawbah, istighfar, and ask for forgiveness, and plead and beg and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for tawfiq of amal, and promise that we're not going to return to those sins and evils again. We must put ourselves in that category. The pious and the righteous, if they are given repeated opportunities, then it is, as we say, awards upon awards upon awards. Some people, they pass, they get some awards. Then they pass, they qualify again in some other field, they get an award. Then they specialize, they get an award. Then they go higher and higher, they get awards. So for those people, it is awards. But we must not put ourselves in that category. Nevertheless, such is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, Allah ta'ala must accept. He must make it maqbool. If it is maqbool, then the person is successful. If it is not maqbool, if Allah ta'ala hasn't accepted it, then it's nothing. Maqbooliyat is the important thing. Therefore, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua immediately comes before one's heart and mind the moment he sees the Kaabatullah Sharif, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. So, he is also making dua for maqbooliyat. So whatever ibadat we do, zikr, tilawat, whatever we do, we must always have ikhlas in our hearts. There must be sincerity. There must be no other motivation. Even if it is with a niyat of sawab, it is permissible. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has mentioned so much of different virtues and sawab over different amal and action. So there's nothing wrong if the person says that I'm doing this so that I may get sawab. But then what is that sawab intended for? That sawab is intended for entry into Jannat with Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna rahmat Allahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. So now the person is doing those things which brings him close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat. Gains him Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. And when he will get that, then he will get entry into Jannat. And that is the real objective, that the person wants to enter into Jannat, which is our final destination. There are different stations on the way. But before we talk about the stations, blue Honda ND592444, blocking driveway, please remove your car. Blue Honda ND592444. So there are different stations. Station of the soul, from the station of the soul to the back of the father, then transfer to the mother. After that, come into this world, then go into the qabr, then again Barzakh, then Hashar. Now all these are stations. But final destination, as they announce sometime in the trains, in the planes, and that you have now reached your final destination. So that is the final destination. So the person enters into Jannat and he sees Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with his own eyes. For whom he was making all this ibadat, zikr, tilawat, hajj, umrahs, everything. Now he's seeing Allah Ta'ala with his own naked eyes. Just like how a person is standing on the ground and watching the full moon with all its beauty and glory. And there's no pushing and fighting and jostling for position that I won't be able to see. Therefore, you move from this side and you move from that side, like how they fight at the Hajr-e Aswad. At the Hajr-e Aswad, everybody wants to kiss the Hajr-e Aswad. But all can't do it at the same time. So this person will bump this one, that one will bump that one. Somebody will boot someone. Somebody will pull somebody's hair. Somebody will punch. Somebody carries on there. Whereas they don't realize that instead of getting sawab, now they're getting azab. So they're looking at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose desire will not be that I must look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they will be able to see, just like how we see the full moon. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, beautiful example. To think of something like that on the spur of the moment when one sahabi asked that how will we all be able to see? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, do you have any difficulty? I'm giving you the gist and meaning. Do you have any difficulty if there's a huge crowd also? Do you have any difficulty in seeing the full moon? So like that you will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And now must be for the 120th time that I repeat, unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki mehraj hogi. ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی. Ask those people who are doing it for Allah تبارک و تعالی's pleasure, and their heart's desire is for they want to see Allah تبارک و تعالی. Then for them the worldly نعمتs and bounties, they make shukr over it. But the real bounty that they are looking forward to is seeing Allah تعالی in Jannat. The niqab will be removed, the veil will be removed, those curtains will be removed, the person will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At present we are just following Allah ta'ala's hukam without even seeing him. And that is the Muslim and that's a mu'min. So therefore that is the final destination. And so no one knows what is going to be the final destination. The person, which direction he will be heading. So we cannot be proud about our actions and our doings. Don't look down upon anybody. No matter what the person's condition, hate and dislike the sin that the person is committing. But separate the sin from the person. Now that we say we cannot do, how can we do? The person is committing the sin. So that simple example which has been given many times, that if there is a person, is a drug addict, is a gambler, is a womanizer, is doing all kinds of haram. So now we say, terrible, terrible person, terrible person. And after some time the person changes his life. He becomes pious, he becomes righteous, he becomes God-fearing. He starts his namaz, zikr, tilawat, he fulfills the rights of everybody, and whoever he may have harmed and caused injury and pain to, he asks them for forgiveness. His transactions and deals which he had done wrongly, now he goes and rectifies. Not that he just made toba toba and finished. So now suddenly we will say, what a wonderful person, what a wonderful person. So what has really changed? Was it that before he was white, now he became black, or before he was black, now he became white? Or does it mean that before he had two hands, now he's got three hands or four hands? His facial features haven't changed. His body height hasn't changed. The size of his shoe hasn't grown from size 9 to size 15. Nothing has happened. Everything is the same. So what we have now liked is his actions. So it shows that we ourselves are separating the action from the person. That what we are liking now is the actions of that person. It's not that person's body. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us opportunities. So we should not look down upon anybody else. We should make dua, make nasihat with compassion, with kindness, with love, as we would make to our own children. Then that nasihat will also have effect. Nevertheless, we come down to this beautiful Naat Sharif, which again I recited at the Roza Mubarak, and I can't help reciting every time that we go there, and you have heard it many, many times, but since the afternoon, it's just coming back to mind that I should read this before you. So whether you have heard it 100 times or more times, but listen to the words, and as I, tonight in fact even my voice, because my cold is not right, but listen. Picture yourselves at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Standing there with as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. The sukoon, the calm, the peace, the tranquility, the noor. In the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and especially in front of the Roza Mubarak, it is something that we say the taste is in the eating. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us all the opportunity. And that atmosphere is, where can we really describe? So now the person is standing there. And this was the Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah's desire to read this Naat Sharif there. It was the last Naat Sharif written by him. It was found under his pillow. And it was thereafter recited by so many people there at the Roza Mubarak. So it is poetry, we have to understand. It's not that we are asking of that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will change the condition of the world or anything like that. But at the same time, we are pouring our hearts out. We are asking for his shafaat, his intercession. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो, नबी अकरम शफी आजम दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। The whole ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any part of the world that you go, say, tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hai salam. Whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it is Asia, whether it's Africa, any part of the world that you go, the profiling of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the difficulties and the harassment and the hassles, and you can't even wear the niqab and the hijab in France and Belgium and so many other places of the world now. They have objection to everything of Islam and of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. But a woman can walk naked in the streets. A person can do anything else that is absolutely shameless, disgraceful and obscene. And that all is acceptable. That is culture. That is civilization. That is progress. But if a person wants to live a civilized, decent life, a life in which there is purity of heart, purity of thought, purity of clothes, purity of body, purity of mind and soul, then that is not accepted. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hai salam le. And then if the non-Muslims are doing that, if the disbelievers are doing that, then it is understandable. There is a hatred in their hearts. But then look at the countries of the world again. Muslims against Muslims. Muslims with daggers for Muslims. Muslims with bombs against Muslims. Muslims with hatred, anger, dislike for Muslims. Who is burning and looting and killing? Muslim killing Muslim. Why? For political reasons. Tamam dunya ke hum sataye khade hue hai salam alaikum. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو، تمام دنیا کے ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو، شکست کشتی ہے تیز دارا نظر سے روپوش ہے کنارا، شکست کشتی ہے تیز دارا نظر سے روپوش ہے کنارا، نہیں کوئی نہ خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو، نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو، تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو. township, water has already entered, passengers in fear of drowning, ship in a state of sinking, dilapidated, nothing. And the best part of it, it doesn't even have a captain and a pilot. Na koi nahi, na khuda hamara. No pilot also, because even if you have an experienced pilot, they say that the plane, the pilot, because of his experience, somehow he maneuvered it this way, that way and saved them. The ship also, we've got a captain that has got experience, and they say somehow he maneuvered. Now here the whole ummah seems like we've got no captain also. Rudderless ship, finished, moving without direction. Every person claims that I am the pilot, I am the captain. I know how to interpret the Quran and the Hadith and find a solution for mankind. Although I may have just read a few books on Islam and the rest of my education may have been Western. But I got a solution to the problems of the Ummah. Everybody else, the ulama, the muftis, the qaris, everybody. Throughout the world, every person says that I've got the solution. But we can't seem to find that kind of leadership anymore, where the voice of one person was sufficient to lead people in that direction. All of us are without direction. So we are complaining to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are left without any captain, without any pilot. We are asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make shafaat, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gives the ummah that kind of leadership again. It will come when Imam Mahdi will come, but by that time how many generations will be gone? Look at all the infighting, look at all the disputes, the fights, the quarrels, the parties upon parties upon parties. Even in those countries where they are witnessing such kind of destruction that they say first time in the history. But yet the fighting is going on, political fighting. Of a kind that there's nothing but killing and murders and bombing and blasting. How are we going to answer Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah that I send disaster so that you may open your eyes, so that you may take lessons? One side Hamas and Fatah, and one side this, one side that. Everywhere you look at nothing but parties. And we want to free Palestine, sometimes we want to free this, we want to free that, we want to do this, we want to do that. Alhamdulillah, our intentions are very good. How will it happen, I don't know. شکست کشتی تیزدارا نظر سے روپوش ہے کنارا نہیں کوئی نا خدا ہمارا خبر تو عالی مقام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو تمام دنیا کہ ہم ستائے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں سلام لے لو. I go back also, put those fans on, it's getting hot there. قدم قدم پہ اے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن قدم قدم پہ اے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدزن تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو قدم قدم پہ خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن. The earth and the skies, the heavens and the earth, Everybody seems to have become dushman. Whereas Islam won the hearts of people, groups and groups, parties and parties, tribes and qabilas all came into Islam. The akhlaq of the Muslim was such, the character of the Muslim was such, that even though people were enemies, but when they came in contact with Muslims and they saw the character and behavior and the dealings and transactions, they accepted Islam. And now they are going out. The new ones are coming in. Allah Ta'ala is giving them hidayat. But at present, we are talking in the political world. Zami bi dushman, falak bi dushman. That means if you look up into the skies, you find some missile coming from somewhere. If you look into the, on the earth, then there's tanks and gunships and what. Every side is nothing but enemies of the Muslim. No one seems to be safe in his own home, in his country, in his town, in his village anymore. Zami bi dushman, falak bi dushman. Zamana hum se hua hai badzan. It seems like they have lost their trust and faith in the Ummah. They have become disillusioned with the Ummah. Zamana hum se hua hai badzan. Nabi akram shafi azam dukhe dilon ka payam le lo tamam duniya ke hum sataaye khade hue hain salaam le lo kabhi taqaza wafa ka hum se کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانعام لے لو The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the demand, the taqaza of wafa, that you are not with us, you are not doing enough. Ummah must do more. To do what? To destroy more of the ummah. Then you are with us. Otherwise you are not with us. Kabhi taqaza wafa comes. And sometimes it is injustice of the highest degree from this side. And a joke and a mazak. So that is the state of the ummah. Tamam dunya khafahe hamse khabar tu khairul anam lelo. Ye kaisi manzil pe aagaye hai. Na koi apna na hum kisi ke. یہ کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے تم اپنے دامن میں آج آقا تمام اپنے غلام لے کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے What a kind of stage in our life we have reached. نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے Everybody seems to be selfish. With few exceptions, everywhere there's nothing but selfishness, greed. Everything for me. Neither are we of any help and assistance to anybody, and nor is anybody of any assistance and help to us. Everybody for himself, God for all. Survival of the fittest. here and there some disaster, of some kind, then we take out some money, give it away and finish. But that muhabbat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had built up in the ummah, those hearts that he had united, that community that he had raised, will that be built up with just a little bit of financial help? When will we get those hearts? The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam work on hearts. They leave behind as a legacy human beings in the true sense of the word. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's legacy, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. From whichever angle you look at them, look at the beauty in their lives. Look at the muhabbat in their lives. Look at the generosity, the kindness, the forgiveness, the tolerance in their lives. Na koi apna na hum kisi. Ye dil mein arma hai apne tayyib, mazar-e-aqdas pe jaake ek din. Ye dil mein arma hai apne tayyib, mazar-e-aqdas pe jaake ek din. دل میں ارما ہے اپنے یونس. This is a composition of the Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, but now each one of us can make it clearly known that it is not ours, but this arma is in our hearts. یہ دل میں ارما ہے اپنے یونس, مزار اقدس پہ جا کے ایک دن. سناؤں ان کو میں حال دل کا, کہوں میں ان سے سلام لے لو, کہوں میں ان سناؤں ان کو میں حال دل کا, کہوں میں ان سے سلام لے لو. نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالو. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا, تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر, ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. 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 محمد رسول اللہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, with your kindness, with your fazl, with your ihsan, bless us with the best of both worlds, the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Hasana fi dunya, hasana fi akhirah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. We know that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your punishment, of your azab. We know we are deserving, but you don't love punishment, you do not love, my beloved Allah, sending your azab. You dearly love forgiveness. Therefore, we seek from you aman, salvation, amnesty, security. Ey Rabbe Kareem, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai, usko aman hai. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ جل جلالہ, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ربی یا ربی یا ربنا یا ربنا, معاف فرما معاف فرما معاف, اب تو معاف فرما یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. میں بلا ور اللہ, میں رحیم اللہ, کریم اللہ,
most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful, most tolerant Allah. We sinful servants of yours have reached our begging bowls, my beloved Allah, after this majlis of zikr. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins, we are not advertising our sins, we are not propagating our sins, we are ashamed of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, whatever major sins or minor sins we have committed, forgive us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of night. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. We were fooling ourselves if we thought nobody was watching us in the darkness. Beloved Allah, you who created billions of people and gave them sight, how can you be blind to our actions? Even if it is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ey Rabbe Kareem, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, maaf farma, maaf farma. You have declared in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. My beloved Allah, therefore we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, ab to hame maaf. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Beloved Allah, any sin that we committed, we used your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats, the ni'mat of sight, the ni'mat of hearing, the ni'mat of wealth, the ni'mat of hands and feet. We used your very ni'mats and bounties for your disobedience. Hum kitne namak haram hai mere Allah. Aap hi ka diya hua khakar, when the strength came into our bodies, we used it against you, my Allah. It is your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. You didn't destroy us there and then. You didn't shake the ground beneath our feet there and then. You didn't send the flood waters against us there and then. You didn't send the gale force winds against us there and then. Ey Rabbe Kareem, how tolerant you are, how merciful and forgiving you are. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we are seeking forgiveness on our behalf and behalf of the entire ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weakness, the faults of the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us and forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Overlook our weaknesses and the weaknesses of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy, rahmat and forgiveness for us and for the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us and distance the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam from nafs and shaitan. Ey Rabbe Kareem, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, napaak hai, nalaiq hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, your forgiveness and mercy, my beloved Allah, the ocean is so vast that just one drop is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Tere Mawla, hamare hal par raham par. Hum kamzor hai, zaif hai, natawa hai. اے میرے رب کریم تیری طرف ہاتھ بڑھائے ہوئے my beloved Allah my رحیم Allah کریم Allah remove the difficulties the hardship the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے رب کریم in Pakistan Ha, mere Allah, millions have been displaced.
اے رب کریم، نہ رہنے کا مکان رہا نہ دکان رہی، جان مال اے رب کریم ان کے حال پر رحم فرما۔ Because of our sins, my Allah, because of our sins, mankind is suffering around the globe. Forgive us and remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Ey Rabbe Kareem, Palestine, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Chechnya, Sudan, Somalia, different parts of the world, the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through such suffering. We know, my beloved Allah, that you are Rahim, you are Kareem. You want us to return to you. You want to bless us with the best of both worlds. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you can also, by forgiveness of our sins, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Hamare hal par raham farmale, karam farmale. We have tried, my Allah, but we keep on failing. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. We have no istiqamat, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our lives. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy and envy. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth with garbage bags, my beloved Allah? We have made our hearts into garbage bins. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Hearts filled with your muhabbat and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hearts filled with shukr, zuhur, qanaat. Ey Rabbi Kareem, with taqwa, with piety. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar, wa qina azab al-nar. وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart. Those who are kuffar, mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen. So many of them, my beloved Allah, you bless them with hidayat. They accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sets out with a sword to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. My beloved Allah, he becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. And he rests in the Rawza Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If such dramatic changes could have come in their lives, what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat, my Allah? Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hamare hal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. Bless us with istiqamat on sirat mustaqim. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you, my Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اے رب کریم, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Bless us with barakat in all the bounties and ni'mats. Ey Rabbe Kareem, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiye Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the strength to restrain ourselves from all that is evil and haram and disliked by you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے رب کریم, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے.
Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, casino, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, or filthy films or filthy magazines anywhere. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. سلامتی دین اور آزا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما. Bless us with burial in Baqi. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار خود سمے ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. اے رب کریم, if it is not destined there wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us, and let it be the best day of our life. اے رب کریم,